This is actually going to be a test of the new SM63s that I've just bought. But this microphone that I'm talking on at the moment is for comparison. It's an AKG 414 and it's 6 inches from my mouth, and I'm speaking just in the control room in the studio. So this is the Omni 414, and I'm going to swap to the SM63. I'll leave the gain exactly where it was and just carry on. So I'm going to unplug this one now. Well, there we go. So I've swapped the 414 for the Shure SM63. It's actually the long handled version, so it's an SM63L. So a bit more handy for interviews and things like that. Although I have to say, it's not a particularly long microphone still, not compared to the Beyer M58, which I've got. It's a little bit shorter than that. But I'm talking in a normal voice in the studio at about 6 inches from the mic capsule. I don't think it's got quite so much gain as the 414, but that's probably quite expected, isn't it, with the difference between the two. I'm going to bring it really close in, because one of the things that intrigued me about this microphone is they say it's ideal for singers, and it doesn't suffer from P's and B's very much. So I'm going to go right up to it. So there we go. Now I've got my lips touching the basket on the front. This is the SM63L, and I'm doing the P and the B test. So it's the Peter Piper stuff and the Best of Britain and all that sort of thing. So Shure SM63L touching my mouth, and we'll have a listen and see what the differences are.